Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm super excited about this week because I have my dear friend Amanda here with me, who is a highly sensitive person like myself. Yay. And we are going to actually dive into a fun topic that I think a lot of people can relate to. I know I can. I know you can. So I'm sure there's others out there that feel the same way as us. But it is being a highly sensitive person in a relationship and in dating. And so I think this is a huge thing because we are a rare breed, right? And so we tend to go through many different things, whether we are dating or in a relationship, that most people don't really go through and they don't quite understand unless you're familiar with a highly sensitive person. So Amanda, what has been your experience with dating and being highly sensitive?
As you could probably tell with the deep breath there, it's been challenging. It is very, so kind of going back to the beginning, when I first started dating, I had no idea I was a highly sensitive person. I just thought I was weird. I just thought I was like such an outsider. I was like, I don't know why I can't connect with people. And then as I got into my 20s and learned about what a highly sensitive person was, I was like, oh, okay, this is why I am the way I am when I date and so forth. So since I found out that I'm a highly sensitive person, obviously it makes sense and I'm able to talk about it with the people that I'm dating. But a lot of challenges I've had around dating is I need a lot of time alone. I feel things really deeply, and the people I'm dating, they tend to kind of take offense when I'm like, oh no, I don't want to hang out. Like, I need to spend time by myself. So like really putting up those boundaries and, you know, knowing your own limitations. So that's kind of been a little bit of a challenge. So yeah, it's just kind of learning about what you need in a relationship and what you need from dating. And a lot of the times, unless you said like someone is familiar with a highly sensitive person, they tend to not really get it.
Yeah. They don't get it. Yeah. They totally don't get it. And they either get offended. What I always found was, you know, once you get into like the relationship stage, then you kind of, you know, and we're talking whatever, the after the first 6 months, after the first year, after the first 3 months, whatever, where you're really yourself and you're like, hey, this is actually me. And I'm no longer just showing up with my representative who's on their best behavior, where you start really saying, these are my needs. This is what makes me who I am, type of a thing. To me, that's like the easy part. But the hard part for me was like actually dating, like those first couple of dates, even like the first date. I mean, we all get nervous on a first date. I think anyone who's normal and human is going to be like, oh, especially in this day and age where now we have online dating, where we're basically going into a blind date every single time. And most people, at least this was my experience, want to meet at a crowded, loud bar or a restaurant, you know, and just in these environments where I already don't feel the most comfortable even when I'm with friends and family, let alone now a total stranger.
Yeah, definitely. And you're constantly going into these overstimulating areas, like you said, the bar, the restaurants. And I think a lot of the times people don't understand when you're a highly sensitive person, just your daily life can be really overstimulating to begin with.
Yeah, right.
So to be like anxious and nervous, I mean, most of us get anxious and nervous for, you know, a first date or, you know, when you're dating and then going into these places that are overstimulating. And I don't know about you, but like the first few times I'm dating someone, I'm just like trying to manage anxiety and like not have a freak out.
Well, and the thing is, too, I always thought it was an insecurity, and of course, a lot of it is, and we talk about that on the podcast, and we talk about it on my YouTube videos in terms of just our own insecurities and anxieties and stuff like that, but I think, and I still do this, and I've known that I'm highly sensitive for probably 10 years now, where I really said, wow, this is actually me, and when I read the traits, and I was like, this is seriously who I am, I've always felt this way, I'm an empath, and I'm highly sensitive, was this feeling of being, like you said, exhausted and overwhelmed in these situations and people not really understanding. And so part of me thought it was anxiety, just normal anxiety. But then the other part, you forget that there's so many aspects to being highly sensitive that triggers anxiety, you know, like for me, just the overstimulation, I sometimes, even today, still don't even realize that I'm experiencing that. I'm kind of just, what the heck's wrong with me? Why do I feel this way? Versus being like, oh yeah, I feel this way because I'm highly sensitive. And I feel like even a lot of my clients still go through that, where they get anxiety or worry about something that's going on inside of themselves, when what is really going on is they're highly sensitive and they're trying to learn how to manage that.
Right, absolutely. And I think sometimes too, you know, you've realized that you've been a highly sensitive person for about a decade. And I'd probably say I've known I'm a highly sensitive person for, you know, 7-8 years now. And you kind of get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm managing it, I'm doing the self-care, I'm practicing and all that. And then you kind of get to this point where, like you were just talking about, you're not feeling great, you're feeling overstimulated, and you're like, why am I feeling this way? And it's because your self-care maybe needs to be changed, or you need to be talking a little bit more about being a highly sensitive person. Because, yeah, like there's everyday maintenance, but sometimes it just pops back up and you're like, all right, I got to really take care of this. And I think it's just, it's magnified when you're either in a relationship or when you're in the beginning stages of dating. You know, usually when you're kind of in a relationship for a few years, the person gets you and they understand that you need that time alone. But sometimes, you know, if life is overwhelming and you're in a long-term relationship and you're just feeling overstimulated, sometimes you just need to communicate that, like, hey, I'm going to take the day for myself and go for a drive and, you know, just decompress, especially if you're living with someone, which I've lived with a significant other in the past. And it's just, it's a lot, you know, because you're just managing their day and your day and all the world's responsibilities. So it can definitely be a lot.
It can. And I think, you know, I mean, we're obviously a minority, you know, like what is it, like 15 or 20% of the population is highly sensitive. But I think when, and I can agree with you on this, I feel like every partner I've had in the past, other than a few, or very few, really understood that I was highly sensitive. And you know, and to be honest, I feel bad because I didn't even know I was highly sensitive. But I knew if I was out at a birthday party or a crowded place that I was starting to get overwhelmed and I wanted to leave. And, of course, there are times where I stretched myself because my partner wanted to stay or something like that. But I think even having the honest conversation with your partner and saying, hey, you know, like, I'm kind of reaching my threshold right now. Like, I'm literally exhausted. And I think until you are highly sensitive, or quite frankly, you just have a lot of empathy where you can at least put yourself in someone's shoes, even if you don't, even if you are not, you know, a highly sensitive person, you're always going to get a little pushback from people because they don't get it, you know, and they think you're being difficult or you're not fun, you know, or the life of the party or anything like that. When you're just trying to take care of yourself and manage something, it's no different than saying, you know, I'm a diabetic and I had too much sugar and now I have the shakes. I mean, it's just a matter of managing the symptoms that you have and how you're feeling, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just because, again, it just comes from a place of there's, in general, just a lack of understanding and awareness around being a highly sensitive person, because let's be real, none of us grew up knowing what a highly sensitive person is.
Oh my God. I'm shy, I'm too sensitive, like everyone else has heard that we absolutely hated. And you were like, okay, I don't feel shy and I don't feel like I'm too sensitive. Even though, you know, and even the term highly sensitive person, even to me, sometimes I get even offended by that. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm like, why can't we just say a person that feels deeply? Like, that sounds so much nicer. But, you know, when people say you're too sensitive or you take things too sensitively or anything like that, or you're not the life of the party, I was labeled that growing up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fun. but, yeah, no, I 100% agree. I think, what do you think is, like, the other, I don't want to say challenge, but I guess more of, like, what have been the things that kind of helped you in the beginning stages of dating?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning stages, you know, you're not going to show up on the first date and have like a laundry list of like, I'm a highly sensitive person, so X, Y, and Z. You know, I try and keep like the beginning stages of dating pretty light. Like, we go out and, you know, we meet up and chat and whatever. And like, you know, most of us, we have a few dates and we realize the person's not for us. But Mm-hmm. You know, once you kind of get past that point and you're like, all right, I'm feeling this person, I can, you know, see myself spending more time with them, usually I'll just communicate with them and just be like, hey, you know, sometimes I get a little bit anxious because, you know, I process things at like a higher level and I feel things a little bit deeply. I try and break the language down. Because I think if you start getting into like sensory processing and whatever,
too technical.
And they may confuse it for like autism. And it's like, it's so different, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I just kind of try and talk about that. And usually like people get it. I mean, you know, when you have high standards and you know who you are, obviously you're going to be attracting people who are on the same emotional and psychological level. So the hope is that when you're communicating that, the other person is open and accepting. They may not get it. And, you know, unless you're a highly sensitive person, you're never going to fully get it. But, you know, sometimes I've sent like articles or videos to the people that I'm dating.
Oh my God, I just did that to my boyfriend. I'm like, here's some links, re-up. You have to educate the other person on kind of like who you are.
Absolutely, because like that's how I, like if someone I'm dating has like depression or they deal with some type of, you know, or even a health condition like diabetes. I mean, I've never been with someone like that, but you know, if I was with someone, I would really want to read up on it and learn more about it. So I just feel like just sharing some resources. Obviously you don't want to be sending stuff to them every single day about it. but even making like lighthearted, like there's memes out there, you know, like, oh, I took something too personal, you know, even just making kind of a joke about it and stuff, like eventually once they get it, just to let them know that, you know, this isn't like, because I think sometimes highly sensitive people can be seen as everything's just like so serious and so emotional or whatever.
Right.
It's like, yeah, it's part of it, but it's like we're multidimensional. Like I love to laugh, like, you know, and so, you know, I'm not a big bar person, but there's other ways we can have fun. It's just about kind of navigating what works for you and your significant other.
Well, you know what's funny, and I feel like as you get older, you know, if I would have known this stuff in my 20s, I can't even imagine where I'd be now, but, you know, you just kind of live and you learn, and I think one of the things, and I stress it on the channel, and I stress it on the podcast, and like, and I've stressed it within myself, is you got to be honest with who you are, and you got to be willing to, I don't want to even say be vulnerable and have that sound corny, but just like be very, instead of vulnerability, I kind of just like the word confidence. Like if you're just confident in who you are and you love yourself for it, like, look, are there times where I wish I wasn't highly sensitive and I didn't have to deal with some of the things that I have to deal with? Absolutely. You know, I think I was just watching like the Aaron Hernandez thing on Netflix, which was not my choice. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. And, you know, my boyfriend wanted to watch it. And I'm like, of course, trying to read my book from Eckhart Tolle, like The Power of Now. I'm like, all right, let me just get Zen during this whole Netflix series. And it affected me for like probably a day. And I didn't even, and again, you don't realize that sometimes even you can know all the things about yourself. I know I'm highly sensitive. I know I'm this, I know I'm that. But something you'll read or watch or whatever, and you don't realize just how much it is actually affecting you. And I think being just honest with who you are with your partner and having confidence in that, I think that's, I mean, regardless of being highly sensitive, you're going to attract the right people. That just is what it is. If I was very confident and upfront with half of the people that I've been in relationships with, those relationships wouldn't have probably lasted over 3 months because you know who you are and you have the standard and your boundaries, like you said in the beginning. And, you know, someone who's not good for you is not going to want to put up with it, you know? So I just think the more you can kind of just say, hey, look, this is me, this is what I need. And of course be flexible when you can be, but still honor what you need when you need it. I mean, you're going to attract the right people. That is right. So, and I think also understanding, having your partner understand who you are and how you're affected. I mean, I know for me, actually, let me ask your take on this. What do you think the percentage would be of, because I'm definitely highly sensitive and definitely an empath. That just, I know that for a fact. But I know that they tend to say highly sensitive people don't have to be highly empathic. But I feel like they are, no?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because so I'm familiar with Elaine Aron's work. She's the one who essentially coined this term, highly sensitive person, and she's actually even critiqued it too. She does not really like the term. She thinks it's pathologizing. And I think it can get a little bit problematic. When you look at the list of what an empath and a highly sensitive person is, you're like, this is the same thing. I've never met and I have a few friends in my life. It's kind of funny, like highly sensitive. I think we all kind of attract each other. It's funny. I've never attracted a highly sensitive partner, which I think would be very overwhelming.
I think that would be overwhelming. I think there's a reason why. I would love to do a show on that and possibly even interview two highly sensitive people in a relationship. I think that'd be great. But yeah, talk about overload.
Yeah, overload all the time. But yeah, I have a few friends who are highly sensitive, and they're all like we all have very deeply emotional, intimate friendships. They're all platonic. And it's interesting. And, you know, I look at my other friends who aren't highly sensitive, and it just, the friendships are very different. And I think it's because there is such a deep level of empathy, and there's an extension of yourself that, you know, unless you're highly sensitive, you don't have. So, you know, I personally really think that most highly sensitive people are empathic as well. I'd be surprised to meet someone who wouldn't have both characteristics. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah. I 100% agree. And that's why I think, you know, because I'm so in tune with people and like feelings. And I think until you know yourself, highly sensitive, empath, whatever, and really stay true to that and start trusting your intuition. I mean, I think it's like a huge gift that, and really like, you know, you're kind of a badass if you think about it. Like you can handle a lot. You're very in tune. Your intuition is 100% on point. So for me, when I started kind of honoring their intuition, I realized, you know, I'd walk into a room with the person I'm dating, or even if they, you know, even if my boyfriend comes to the house and he's sitting down, I can very much sense like something's going on. What's wrong? You know, like more so than the average person, I feel like. And again, I think that that's important to understand that their moods affect you. You know what I mean? So like if he's not in a good mood or he's going through something, it's going to affect me because I don't want to say I'm taking it on, but I'm just hyper aware of it. Versus knowing, oh yeah, you're having a bad day. That stinks, and you'll move on tomorrow. It's very much, I'm honed in on it, you know.
Yeah, and I know it's funny too because you have this highly sensitive thing, and then I think you and I are similar where we have this kind of very therapist thing where we want to get to the bottom of it too, right? Where we're like, okay, so you're going through something, so let's unpack it. Like, what's going on? Yada yada yada.
I love it. I love it. I could unpack it every day.
I'm like, let's get to the bottom.
But then at the end of it, you're exhausted because it's, you know, like you said, and you're the same way. A lot of your relationships are very deep, as am I. But at the end of like an hour, I'm just like, whoa, that's a whole lot. Even people in my life, they're like, all right, Steph, I can't go there. Like, cause they can't handle as much as I think I can sometimes of me wanting to like open the window and unload it all.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and that's the thing is that highly sensitive people, we have such a high level of emotional intelligence. So when other people aren't meeting us at that same level, I think we tend to be like, oh, they're not mature, or they're not this, or they're not that. But I think, like you said, you kind of have to take a step back and recognize that it's okay that if someone's not at that same level because they're not a highly sensitive person and their understanding of things is very different. And, you know, highly sensitive people tend to be emotionally intelligent and also very highly analytical. So when you get those psychological things going, you're like, all right, like let's get through all this stuff. But like you said, you know, if someone very close to you is going through something, you're feeling that for days, you know? So it can definitely be a little overwhelming if you don't know how to practice proper self-care.
Okay, so you know what? Before we kind of wrap things up, I think I want to give the viewers just like some tips on how to really date in a healthy way as a highly sensitive person. And so I think for me, and I've talked to Amanda about this a bunch, is something that I cannot do, especially when I was dating, not now because I'm not dating, I'm in a relationship, so we're both kind of coming from different places, but I could not do multiple dates in one night. And I mean, I don't know who's doing that, but I mean, there are some people that are like, you know, double booking themselves for a lunch and a dinner in one day, but for me, it was a one date off, and then I need to come home, and I need to unwind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's because this whole explosion of online dating and people are like, oh, you can go and meet multiple people. And at the end of the day, when you're a highly sensitive person, most of us are looking for really deep connections. So yeah. If you're doing that, you're dating on a superficial level. And that's just, honestly, it's just not going to make you feel good. That's just, I've never done that. It's never been a desire. So I would definitely say have your boundaries around dating. And I mean, you know, go on the dates that you want to go on, but also be a little selective too. You know, I think when you are really comfortable with being single and who you are, you're not going to feel this immense pressure to go on 10 dates in 1 week. So for you, your mm-hmm. threshold may be 2 dates in 1 week, or it may mm-hmm. be 1 date every other week. Whatever it is, as long as it feels good to you, that's what I would go with.
You know, that was beautiful. You summed that up great. Well, you know, because I think that for me, when I was dating, I didn't like online dating because I just didn't like the aspect of multitasking. And I know, like, look, who's got time to kind of sit around and do like a one-off thing? And I totally get that. But the minute I started kind of vibing with someone, whether it was, you know, as long as I met them and I got a good vibe, I don't want to say I fully cut everyone off and I just didn't chat with anyone else, but I was just very vague about it because you're right. I'm the type of person, empath, highly sensitive, who cares, where I'm a deep person. So I need a meaningful relationship and I need someone that wants the same thing. So at the end of the day, if this person is ready for a relationship as well, they're going to meet this one person, you know, if we have the connection, and they're going to stop the multitasking so much. You know, I know a lot of men that they're, you know, dating multiple women at one time, and women too, you know, dating multiple people at one time. And I mean, I just feel like on one hand, I get it. But on the other hand, if you want a meaningful relationship, then treat dating as something that's meaningful, where you're really trying to get to know someone and not fully giving yourself to people and, you know, and just having mini like surface level relationships. But then on the flip side, just like you said, I think when you're comfortable being single, you can give yourself a little bit to someone, and if it doesn't work out, your whole world didn't just crash down. And I think that's, for me, that was like really, I mean, for anyone, it's really important, because even if you are multitasking, you find a great guy, you find a great girl, you're dating after a couple months, and you realize, okay, this isn't going to work out, and it ends, it's not so catastrophic, because at the end of the day, you know how to be alone, and you know how to take care of yourself, and you don't come from lack. I think that's another huge takeaway for anyone, is that lack place of, oh my God, I just want to get hooked up with someone. Oh my God, I just want to get married. I'm ready to have kids. I'm ready to just be in a relationship or whatever the case is. So no multi-dating, basically.
Yeah, definitely. And I think on that same thing that you were just talking about is that expectation. I think a lot of people go in with these huge expectations when they start dating and they're like, oh, I'm going to marry this person or have babies with this person. And yeah, I mean, it's important if you have goals, if you want to get married and have children and want to buy a house with a partner, that's definitely important. And you want to make sure that that's something that that person values and shares as well. But I think going into the first date and expecting all that stuff to be unleashed immediately, I think it just sets you up for failure, right?
Yeah.
So I think just being realistic with your expectations. And like you say, you always say this, and I always say it to my friends too, when you really are comfortable and truly love being single, that's when you're really going to start to attract healthier people. And you're not going to, right, like you're not going to feel, if things don't work out, that, you know, it's the end of the world, because you really shouldn't be feeling that way if you're comfortable with who you are.
Right, absolutely. And look, I think even if you are in a marriage, in a long-term relationship, of course, you don't want that to end. And of course, you would be devastated and sad if it did end. But I think that that healthy level of I'm going to be okay, I would be okay, that mentality prevents you from being in a relationship that's no longer good for you. And look, is it easy to get there? No, when relationships are ending and stuff like that. But I think the more you can take care of yourself emotionally, mentally, the more you know that, look, this isn't what I would want, but if it happens, I'm okay. You know, I always say, like, whatever you tell yourself, you're going to believe. So if you tell yourself this sucks and whatever, then you're going to stay stuck. But if you know, like, hey, look, I know I'm going to take care of myself, or I know I deserve a great partner and I'm going to find it, then you don't settle for just the random guy that you met online that really sucks. You know what I mean? And, like, doesn't empathize with you being highly sensitive or thinks that you are too sensitive or shy or not the life of the party. Instead, you'll end up attracting the person that's like, wow, you're a sensitive person and you're like the most caring, deep person. And you always think, you know, all the great stuff that makes you who you are versus telling you all the stuff that's wrong with you. But I think, you know, dating, go ahead.
Yeah. I would say that that's a red flag when you're dating as an HSP, and just something to kind of keep in mind that if you're starting to feel the person that you're dating is being really critical, like saying you're too serious, you're too emotional, and they're really shaming you for who you are, that's a huge red flag. Because I think as a highly sensitive person and highly sensitive people, we're often shamed for the way that we are, you know, like growing up, teachers shamed us, maybe parents, friends, or whatever. And it really does take a lot of unpacking to get to the point where you're like, no, I'm actually kind of a badass. And so you want to have a partner that sees that in you. You know, they may not fully understand it, but you know, they really need to be seeing that as a really great gift of who you are. Versus a problem.
Yep. I 100% agree. And unfortunately, no one's going to think that unless you truly, truly think it. And so it kind of all starts with you. Like I always say, I'm so excited we got a chance to do this. I hope that it helped all of you guys out there, whether you are dating, are in relationships. And like we both said, you know, just continue to like really love yourself, be very real with who you are and what it is that you need in relationships. So until next time, you guys, thank you, Amanda, so much for coming on, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.